enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. Wow, okay. I love coming in here and having stuff changed on me. Sorry about that. Do I sound sexier now?
I can barely hear myself. Yeah. Yesterday when we came in.
Oh, Jesus, now they got you loud. Okay.
Yesterday when we came in, just behind the scenes, our headphones were so loud that we had to barely turn them on to be able to, because otherwise it would like blast our eardrums out. And now this, when we told them about it, we were like, hey, our headphones are way too loud. So now I guess, I don't know if it is for you, Joe, but my headphones are so quiet. Now I have them cranked almost all the way up and I still can barely hear myself.
Same with me, by the way. Yesterday, Alex, mine was the same as yours. Like it was clipping like crazy.
Is it the
but
same
now?
Now
my headphones sound great, but I could barely hear you.
Did you have to crank yours all the way up?
Yeah, they are all the way up, but I'm fine with that.
Well,
by the
every
way,
day it's something in here.
Yeah, and Chase's aunt.
Your boyfriend, okay.
Yeah, my boyfriend's aunt, she was listening yesterday, and she said your microphone was like super loud and overpowering compared to me and Alex.
Maybe that's my voice, because I've been working out for 2 days. Yeah, no, Alex, go ahead. I'll make the mics even. Go ahead and talk real quick.
Well, I was just... See, I was going to say yesterday with my cavities,
how'd that go?
I ended up going through 3 fillings, and that took about 3 hours. So we were like, okay, you know what? Unless you want to be here all night, and they all wanted to go home. Because at this point, it was like dinner time. It was like evening. So they were like, why don't we schedule another appointment for next week? You can get the last 2 done. Since I have 5 cavities, I talked about yesterday.
How does it take that long to get your cavities filled?
I don't know. It just takes a really freaking long time. But I was, you know what I did for the first time is I just brought my headphones in and I listened to podcasts and stuff while I was laying there for 3 hours. And so that was pretty nice. Although, you know, it was hard to hear that too because I've got and stuff going on. So, yeah, I did not have the best day ever yesterday, but it ended with something exciting for me as a political junkie getting to watch the big press conference from the White House with President Trump last night. That was a really big deal. You know, that kind of stuff does not happen a lot. Him addressing the whole immigration thing. So I was interested in that. The whole nation was watching.
Nobody cared.
Well, I wasn't watching, but I want to hear your, like, I want you to tell me everything that happened. Like
in the press conference?
Well, it was very short.
The recap is, if you missed it, it was very short. President Trump obviously is pro border security and wall, and so he just gave his opinion on why we need that. And then afterwards, the Democrats got the chance to rebuttal in a very short, like 2 minutes or less statement. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer got to do a stand at the podium and say why they think we don't need any type of wall or steel barrier or anything like that.
What time was that on?
9 o'clock. 8
well,
central.
You know why at 9 o'clock I wasn't watching?
Why?
I was playing HQ Trivia and I won!
No way. So wait, are you getting a truck?
I have, okay, there was 25,000 winners last night, so I have a 1 in 25,000 chance of winning a Chevy Silverado. They're calling the winner today.
So they're just picking somebody random?
Yes.
You're not going to get it.
Dude, that's
25,000?
That's a great chance. Are you kidding me? The lottery is millions. When they give away cars at the mall, that's malls all across America, that's millions. Dude, my town in New Jersey where I grew up was 25,000 people, and I grew up in a small town. My chances are great.
This is so exciting. I really, really do hope you win. But you are going to have to pay taxes on that truck, just so you know.
So that means you're going to have to ask Alex and me for a little payday advance loan to try to pay for those taxes. Know that we're proud of you.
I'll be good.
You were smart. We knew you could do it, pork chop.
How was your day?
My day yesterday was good. It was good. I want to say something for later on the show, something that I did accidentally.
Okay.
But, I heard something yesterday, actually. You know, I got several messages.
Really?
About your secret life.
What?
Explain more. What do you mean?
Well, maybe coming up at 6:30 or something, I can ask you about it. 6:30, 5:30.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but okay. I mean, I got nothing to hide here, so.
I literally was sent several messages yesterday about, is Joe living a secret life?
I'm trying to think what it could be. I have no idea.
Well, I'm not living the life that Porkchop and his boyfriend are, but okay, we'll get into that.
Oh, what?
I don't know.
You're living that life?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Well, I don't think we were suggesting that.
Follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let's go talk about your cavities at Joe and Alex Show. Check everything out at joeandalexshow.com. And the number to have this morning, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Coming up in the garbage, there has been an update in the R. Kelly investigation. Kevin Hart revealed whether or not he'd reconsider hosting the Oscars. And this former teen actress, is she still struggling with substance abuse?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly is being criminally investigated in Georgia now because of the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. Police have reached out to several survivors featured in the series. The police are asking for contact information from others who lived in his home. The officers have been flooded with calls since the docuseries aired. After the airing of Lifetime's six-part docuseries Surviving R. Kelly, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network's Sexual Crisis Hotline received 20% more calls than the week before. They said they usually see calls like this after a news cycle, and because of the Surviving R. Kelly thing, more people now are willing to talk about their childhood abuse, which is great.
Very good.
Chicago, they talked about in the documentary, by the way. Joe, you haven't watched it yet, right?
No, I have still not had a chance to. I want to.
So they talk about how he was tipped off. He has friends. There's somebody in the Chicago Police Department that has been tipping him off, or a few people, so that when his mansion and stuff in Chicago and his studio in Chicago has been searched, he was given a warning so that he could clean the girls up and get them out of there and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So now it looks like Chicago prosecutors also want any victims of R. Kelly to call them, which is good. State Attorney Kim Fox urged any victims to come forward. She wants families of victims to contact officers after being sickened by what she saw on the documentary.
I'm here today to encourage victims of sexual assault or domestic violence related to these allegations to please get in touch with our office. Please come forward. There is nothing that can be done to investigate these allegations without the cooperation of both victims and witnesses. We cannot seek justice without you.
A reporter caught and asked Kevin Hart on the street in New York City yesterday about what the chances are that he'd ever reconsider hosting the Oscars.
I'm not going to say anything, but yeah. the chances are very slim.
I love the Academy. I love everybody that's involved with the process of building the Oscars and making it. This year was just a tricky year, so maybe in the future it'll work out.
Lindsay Lohan is back with her new MTV show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club, although she still drinks after multiple rehab stints. They're saying she has tamed down dramatically. A source says Lindsay still drinks and has never really stopped drinking. She just hides it whenever possible because she does not want to deal with the backlash right now as she does PR for her upcoming show. As previously reported, having already opened a club in Athens and Rhodes, her new show, Beach Club, is focused on her expanding ventures in Mykonos, Greece. The source said her show is based around her life in her club. Obviously, there is going to be drinking going on, but she's like not doing any drugs, and she is tamer than she has ever been. The audience is going to get to see a side of Lindsay they say that they've never seen yet, which is her as a businesswoman doing what she does best, entertain. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club premiered last night on MTV at 8 o'clock.
I missed that one.
And Lil Wayne has, I didn't know this, a love affair with Uggs. Did you know this?
Did not know that. Okay.
He has been wearing Ugg boots everywhere from the stage to the basketball court, and this has been going on for like over a decade. During his show in Detroit last month, he wore a triple cuffed style from Ugg that are over $800. He wore the same ones while performing on SNL in November, and his love of Uggs isn't new because I guess he was spotted wearing them in 2012 sitting outside for a basketball game at some point.
Or is he getting
court
paid
size
for this? You know what I mean? Like an endorsement kind of?
I think he just really likes them, which I think is kind of funny. Coming up in less than an hour, there's a new movie based on one of your favorite childhood toys coming out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, so are you serious? There's something that you have on me, or that, what do you mean? Like, you were talking about it earlier.
I have a lot of people asking me if you are secretly living a double life.
Great. If my wife Lindsay hears this, okay, I actually do want to hear about this. Give us a few minutes. We'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe Pesh, living a secret life. What were you doing yesterday after the show, Joe?
Just driving around, you know?
Yeah, what were you driving around doing? Because this is what I received yesterday from multiple different people. It was messages and text messages saying, why is Joe bent over on the sidewalk scanning scooters on his phone? Were you doing that?
Yeah, that was me.
Why?
I was trying to like read them and scan them so I could collect them for money.
Why are you doing that? Why do you have to work for extra money? You're the rich radio guy. Do you have a secret drug habit?
That is true. A lot of people don't know, but I make a crap ton of money. It's hard to relate to the common man and woman. I'm such an elitist now.
Mm-hmm. Since when do you have another job, and why have you not told us about it?
Well, it has nothing to do, as my wife sometimes speculates, that there's another woman.
Is it because of wanting to support your fast food habit?
No, I've actually been really good on my eating. It's not that either. It's just I can't really discuss it.
What? Yes, tell us. Why are you scanning scooters and picking them up?
Well, you get money for doing it.
How much money? Because
is that really important?
Yes, I do want to know how much you get, because if that's like a super lucrative job, then more people are probably going to want to do it.
Yeah, so why would I tell people to go make money and take away from me?
Well, I just don't understand why you would need to be doing
this. Let me ask you this. Why are people telling you this and messaging you and not me?
Because it's your secret life. They're not going to ask you directly about your secret life. They're going to see if I know about it. And you disclose everything. You want to talk about if you opened a chip bag the night before on the show. So I don't understand why, if you have another job, why you have not told us.
You know, Alex, I do believe in sharing, honestly. This
Something's
is like a therapy room, but I don't think you have to share everything.
Something is going on. You're keeping something from us.
Would you mind off the air letting me know who sent you these messages?
Why does it matter? It's listeners. You don't know who they are.
Well, I just want to have a talk with them. That's all.
Okay. Stop trying to hide your secret life.
I appreciate your side hustle, man.
Somebody's blackmailing him or something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Time for some news that you could use. That's what I say, at least. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Donald Trump delivered an address to America last night from the Oval Office, addressing the crisis on the southern border. President Trump said, quote, "This is a choice between right and wrong, justice and injustice." He described it as a, quote, "crisis of the heart and a crisis of the soul." He plans to travel to the border to make his case for more funding on Thursday, so he'll be doing that tomorrow. Let's file this one under gross. The company International Delight. Do you guys know who that is? International Delight.
I only know Sunny Delight.
Sounds like a bakery.
It is actually something Alex, you're wrong, but close. Pork chop. I can't believe you didn't know this. International Delight is the people that make coffee creamer.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, because pork chop, you're always like, I need my creamer. I need my sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Can't definitely drink it plain. Would you want this one, pork chop, with your coffee habit? They're releasing a Peeps flavored coffee creamer.
I heard about this.
What do you
literally
think?
Literally delete yourself. No.
I agree. People that eat Peeps, you're disgusting.
I'll try it. I'm down to try it. I don't know if I'll like it, but
well,
we'll see.
The 32-ounce bottle of creamer is going to cost about $4. It's also yellow. It's going to match the color of the original Peep color. It's going to be available now until Easter season. I don't get the appeal of Peeps. They're sugary. They hurt my teeth. I'm getting a cavity right now reading this story to you.
It's too soon. Don't talk about cavities around me.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to. All right.
If I see anyone on social media using that Peep creamer, I'm blocking them.
Yeah, for sure. And I'd report them to HR for some kind of thing at work. I'm going to tread lightly on this one so I don't say it wrong, because a lot of people are upset about this. So I need your guys' help here, too, and giving me your thoughts. A restaurant owner in New Hampshire says city officials are going back on their word after approving the name and sign for the restaurant. The French-Vietnamese restaurant is named, and I'll spell it out for you, P-H-O. The second word is K-E-E-N-E.
Keen.
And the third word is G-R-E-A-T.
Great.
Does this mean something in another language? Or are they trying to be pro.
They're trying to be punny because part of it is a Vietnamese pho?
Yes, it's a play on the word pho, and the name of the town is actually Keen. The owner said the city approved the name and a sign to hang up in the window, but they have hung up in the window. But they've now been told, hey, you have to take it down because there's an issue with the name. Residents are complaining. The owner is refusing to change the name, saying the officials already approved it because he wanted to name his store the way he did it for pho. It'd be pho, the city Keen, and then it's great.
I give him credit for
so
being
say
clever.
Say that one three times fast.
Pho, Keen, great.
Exactly. It's really good, but that's a great name, but it can also make people think it means something else. So that's your problem. And this is funny. Do you ever grab like something, Alex, when you go get your hair done and maybe your nails, like a photo or a video, and show them like, hey, can you do something like this?
All the time.
Okay, see, I do that when I get my beard trimmed. That's all I really have. Well, a Chinese man saw a clip of a nice haircut that he liked on the internet. He actually paused the video, it was on Instagram, and showed it to a barber who then proceeded to give him a very accurate haircut. So accurate, in fact, that it included the play button from the video because he hit pause.
Are you joking?
No,
no, you got to see this photo. It's up at joeandalexshow.com on the Joe's Need to Know News blog.
Yeah,
it's shaved into the guy's side of the head. A friend explained that the barber had asked the guy if he really wanted the triangles, not understanding the question. He replied, yeah, go ahead.
I do that all the time because my hairdresser will be like, well, do you want me to tone this and do this? I'm like, sure. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, that guy's a dummy. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can see all this right now at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to us. I mean, there's so many options out there. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I am Joe. Some would say the most handsome man in radio. You'd have to go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to verify that. Sitting next to me, Alex.
Good morning.
How you doing? And producer Porkchop, who's in his emo phase today with his hair flip.
Yeah, I don't know. I got my hoodie up and I didn't gel my hair today. It's getting kind of long.
All right. Well, I would recommend gel or pomade tomorrow if you want to improve your mood. This is hilarious. There's a 1958 McCall's article entitled 129 Ways to Get a Husband. And this just shows how much times have changed. But if you're looking for a significant other, ladies, this might be the way to do it. Alex, let me know if you think these are good or bad ideas, okay? I'll go through like maybe 10 of them or so. Get a dog and walk it.
No.
Of course, you don't like dogs. That makes sense, though. You know, you're walking around. People can see you with your pet.
I want a dog that'll walk me.
What about this, Alex? Have your car break down at strategic places.
Are you insane?
It's like, oh no, help me, like your damsel in distress. This is so funny. Other ones on there. Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Okay, you know what? I'm out. This is, what is it, 100 and how many?
129.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do
129 ways to be a psycho. That's what this is.
Well, you are kind of psychotic if you get down to the core of it.
Yeah, so it takes one to know one, I'm telling you.
But you don't think that's a good idea? It's like, oh, well, he's recently single.
I mean,
and you know he wants to get married because he was married before.
It's just, let them have some time to grieve.
Okay, take several short vacations at different places rather than one long one at a place. That way you can spread it out. Like if you're just at one place for like a week.
Yeah, that's probably a good tip.
You're only there. See that? Okay, one good tip. Volunteer for jury duty. You might meet some people there.
Well, I think we all do that automatically when we register to vote, don't we? We're all automatically in there to get picked.
But that's not voluntary. You have to do that. But I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought you had to wait for that. If they can, wait a minute. We can volunteer because I'd love to do it. I've always wanted to do jury duty, but I've never gotten asked. I thought you would wait.
I'm pretty sure you can actually volunteer to do it. Doesn't mean they'll pick you.
Oh, well, you should do that anyway, just because it's super interesting.
Compared to actually being summoned, like, hey, you better do this or you're in trouble.
I thought you could. Yeah, I only thought you could be summoned.
Now, this is a great one because this is what my mom always told me at the end of this one. They say, be friendly to ugly men because handsome is as handsome does.
Well, you want to be physically attracted to them. Looks aren't everything, but they are a lot of thing, if you know what I mean?
Here's one thing I found that Alex already does, actually. I don't know if you knew this or not. One thing on this list of ways to get a husband from 1958.
Dutch oven them?
No, get lost at a football game.
Get lost at a football game. That's, yeah, anytime so, I've been to one.
Exactly. Change apartments from time to time, I guess, because maybe you'll meet new neighbors. But you're saying to meet a husband, you're going to constantly relocate and move and do all that?
Sorry, I'm doing that.
When you walk into a room, stumble and trip a little bit so people look at you?
For sure not that.
Okay, I got a few more here. These are things from a 1958 article on how, if you're a lady, to get you that man. Learn how to bake a tasty apple pie and bring it into the office, because
100% this is a great idea.
Because men love pie. I think it's the only idea that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't even have to be bake pie. It could just be bring in a snack to the office and say, and send, you know, an email. Hey, I just brought this in. You should come get it.
Here's my last two. You could tweet us too at Joan Alex Show if you have some awesome tips of how to land a husband. Accidentally have your purse fly open and have everything fall onto the sidewalk or the street.
That is the worst thing when that happens. And I'm pretty sure guys don't want to see a bunch of tampons and stuff fall out.
No, I'm like, oh, gross.
That is the worst idea.
Get it away. And the last thing they recommend, these are 129 ways to get a husband back from 1958, like Cosmo nowadays. Get a sunburn.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not harming myself. I'm not going to run into traffic. I'm not going to trip when I walk into a room, and I'm not going to make sure that my car breaks down on purpose.
That's coming from the girl who's not married yet, so.
Well, that's a good point. I guess you can't really take advice from me.
We're the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and this came out. I saw a couple of days ago, and it is kind of a montage of different songs that are turning 20 years old in 2019. I was like, oh my gosh, I feel old as crap. I think in, what would that be? That would have been 1999, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a eighth grader, I believe, because I graduated in high school in 2004. So holy cow. Wait, no. Is it really that long? Yeah, okay. It blows my mind seeing this list. Tell me if you know any of these songs. You can just call them out, and I'll play a little bit of each one of them right here. You know this song from 20 years ago? Oh, Porkchop likes a little 702.
I don't need that.
All right, little 702, Where My Girl's At. This right here, I grew up on this guy.
My name is
Eminem.
20 years ago.
My name is Slim Shady.
All right, I don't know if you guys were ever down with Cash Money, you know, had all that bling bling.
Every time I come around your city, bling bling.
I've never heard this.
What?
Never.
This is Lil Wayne.
This is Lil Wayne?
The group.
I've never heard this before.
You've never heard
this
bling
bling. This
is from
the 90s?
1999.
That is really crazy to me.
I mean, have you heard of Bling Bling? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
You were 5, right, Alex?
In 99. I was born in 93.
Oh, my God.
So 6.
Oh, my
six
God.
6 years old.
Okay, have you heard of this song?
Yes, Destiny's Child.
Yes.
No one is around you.
Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running games.
Say my name.
I honestly wish like Destiny's Child would get back together. Like, I'm so happy for Beyonce and she's killing it. But don't you want to see like a Destiny's Child reunion? Can we not get that just for like a little concert series?
Yeah. We did not too long ago at the Super Bowl or whatever, right?
That's not enough, Alex. I need more. This song right here, I wish this guy would have kept himself together.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here.
So these are songs that are what, 20 years old?
This year they're 20 years old, which just blows my mind, makes me feel old as hell.
I play that song at weddings all the time.
Do you know this song, Alex?
Is it Dr. Dre?
Yep. I think you'll know what it is right here.
Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
The episode?
The next episode, yep.
That's the one that ends with, I don't know, right?
No, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about, Porkchop. How's it end?
Yeah, smoke weed every day.
It's okay, you can say weed on the radio. You'll be okay.
Okay.
This song right here, pretty dope.
Jay-Z.
20 years old, these songs are blowing my mind. Yes, Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
I was 10.
What the hell's wrong with that? Am I like the oldest man in the world? Okay, I'm showing my age.
Wow.
Okay. Our boss, Charisse, would love this because she loves all of this artist's music. Mariah Carey.
I always thought that she looked like Nala from The Lion King. I was surprised that they chose Beyonce in the new like live action Lion King or whatever. She's going to do her voice, but I thought Mariah Carey should.
Well, Mariah Carey.
She can sing too.
Mariah Carey is such a hard person to deal with, I feel.
Don't you think that Mariah Carey kind of looks like a pretty like cartoon lion, like a girl lion? I've always thought that.
Yeah, I could see that.
She's got gold. She's got just like a golden skin tone. She has golden
hair. Beautiful
hair.
Yeah, I could see that.
But it's her voice. It's not. And she's not actually playing the lion.
I don't
lion.
Know how to do it. I mean, I can't do a Mariah Carey like speaking
why don't,
voice.
Why don't you try? I mean, live the web
it's
girl.
It's like sexy, but there's like a little bit of gruff to it. I don't know. I can't do it.
Okay.
But I just feel like she would have a good voice for a voiceover for that type of role. Beyonce does too, honestly. They both have similar voices that would be good for that.
I haven't had girls like say this in a song in a while, but this song was huge 20 years ago.
TLC.
Yeah, no scrubs.
How come you're not like, do you like this song?
Alex doesn't like any of these songs.
I never really liked this song now.
What? See, I had a sister that was 3 years older than me, so I was just naturally, like, she loved this song, so I guess I just loved it, too.
Yeah, I just, no, some of these songs I really have liked, but I mean, this one in particular is not my jam.
You know what I noticed? I like a lot of girly songs. Like, I guess I should have
known.
Well, I mean, like, this makes sense. Like, you probably don't want to scrub either, right? I mean, it makes sense to me.
Do you think
don't.
My sister made me buy?
Maybe.
That, there's so many, please don't peel back that onion. There's so many things to that.
No, because of the music selection. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what you guys did at family get-togethers. And finally, this guy was the coolest. I remember I got a knockoff chain at a flea market to match what he had. He had a really cool thing, and I wanted to do my hair just like his.
Try to hide your white trashness just a little bit. No, at least.
I was the white kid that was begging my dad to get me FUBU jerseys when I was a little kid.
Yes.
I was incredible. This song right here, still... a summertime jam. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had thumbs like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, what, what? All night long. Come on, Alex.
Let me see those granny panties.
My mom would say, he's talking about flip-flops, Alex.
Yeah. I want to see your feet, okay?
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in the garbage, there's been an update in the R. Kelly investigation. There's a new movie based on one of your favorite childhood toys. And the sister of this star may have just ruined an entire reality show.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Sorry we fight like two old people, but I just can't take it sometimes, Alex. You're not, just because you don't do something.
I didn't say it wasn't just because I didn't do it. I said nobody does it. I don't know one person that does.
Which call doesn't us, mean people don't.
Call us and then throughout the garbage, we'll take your calls. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get a couple people on the phone. Do you watch people's Instagram highlights?
Not the story that you click on, like their face or their image, and it goes through, but it's actually, you post it up there and you save it, and it's always there on their profile
right,
when you click on it.
Like right under the bio and right before. For the pictures, like the story.
Right. Joe says he watches those all the time. I told him I don't know one person. I'm 25. If you don't know how old I am, I'm 25 years old. I don't know one person that is like, oh, did you see so-and-so's Instagram highlight or see people looking at them? They never do. So
I've
if you do,
it.
Call us. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you do or don't watch Instagram highlights, we want to know. So here's the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Okay, we have a call about the Instagram story watching.
Holly, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you actually watch, not the Instagram story,
highlights.
But the highlights on Instagram? Hold on, Holly. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I do not watch the highlights.
Okay, why don't you? What's wrong with you? Do you know how to do Instagram?
Oh, I do so hard. But I didn't know they were a thing until recently when I was on my own profile and saw where you could like click through your own highlights. And I was like, what is that? Clicked on it, went through them. But I've never done it on someone else's.
Thank you. I'm trying to tell Joe nobody watches.
So Alex has one person that says they also don't, and that's the end all be all.
You know what I do like about the highlights? When people make like letters and write their name. That's a good use for
boring.
It.
Boring. Okay.
Okay, now that's lame. Never mind. Porkchop, you are not helping my argument. Holly, God bless you. Thank you for listening
Warner
to
Brothers,
the Joe
and Alex Show. Warner Brothers and is it Mattel? That's the toy brand, toy
Correct.
Company. They announced yesterday that Margot Robbie will portray Barbie in an upcoming live action movie. Robbie said, over the brand's almost 60 years, Barbie has empowered kids to imagine themselves in aspirational roles from a princess to president. I'm so honored to take on this role and produce a film that I believe will have a tremendously positive impact on children and audiences worldwide. I can't imagine better partners than Warner Brothers and Mattel to bring this film to the big screen. Amy Schumer and Anne Hathaway have previously been connected to play Barbie. Barbie, the movie, is expected to come out sometime in 2020. I'm obsessed with Margot Robbie right now, especially after I, Tonya. If you still haven't seen that movie, you need to watch that. But
I didn't realize she was British either. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. And I'm like, whoa, you talk differently when you're not on the screen.
I know. She did such a good job. Diane Kruger hasn't said much publicly about the baby girl she and Norman Reedus welcomed in November, but yesterday she posted a statement on Instagram about her family's need for privacy. She explained that she and Reedus had been tagged in paparazzi photos that showed their child, and she was not okay. She said she did not okay them. She doesn't want her child to grow up with like the spotlight on them. She wants her kid to grow up in privacy and safety. So she asked people that had shared the images to remove them. Fans applauded her classy request and said that they regretted that she had to broach the subject at all. And during an interview with Access Hollywood, Marie Osmond answered questions about her brother Donnie potentially being the peacock on that new show, The Masked Singer. Have you watched that yet?
I have not. Everybody says it's really good, but I know. It feels so dumb to me.
Everybody, oh my gosh. When I saw the concept of this show, I said, why did I not think of this? This is totally a show I feel like I would have thought of.
Wait, do you like it though?
So I haven't gotten to watch it yet. I keep wanting to and forgetting to like look up the time that it's on, but I want to watch it so bad. But what happened was, so I guess people dress up in these elaborate costumes. You cannot see them at all. They sing, and then the judges guess who they think is behind the mask singing, and they're all like different famous, random famous people. And so a lot of people have been thinking it's Donny Osmond in the peacock costume, but this is what Marie did. I mean, she pretty much ruined the whole show.
You talk about him being, he's got to be all right because he's doing this other show, The Masked Singer.
He's great as the peacock.
He's great as the peacock. What do you think?
Is he a peacock?
How old was Donnie when he started performing?
We started the same year. He was 5, I was 3.
That's one of the clues he gave away.
I know, I told him, I said, why are you giving away such easy clues?
Oh, well, way to go there.
All right, so we have more people that are calling in saying whether or not they watch highlights on Instagram, which I say no one does, and Joe says, I do, so that means everybody does.
I didn't say everybody, but I think you're wrong saying most don't. By the way, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, so you can go check out our highlights. We have some. Hey, Madison, do you check out the highlights on Instagram?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what did I say?
How often?
It's kind of really just when I, it sounds really creepy, but when I'm stalking somebody.
Okay, well.
When I really want to know more about that person.
Gotcha. I only do it one time.
Okay.
Like whenever I go to their profile. Like if I just became friends with Pork Chop or followed him on Instagram and I saw that.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's cool because people do it like for food, travel. I mean, whatever it is. Their pets are like, it's kind of a way.
Their pets.
It's like your bio or personality to get to know you. Yes, Alex, people actually have
no,
pets.
No, I know, but
love them.
I don't know who's clicking on somebody's highlight just to watch more videos of their pet. Okay, so you have
a point.
We'll do one more call, and then they can be the tiebreaker.
All right, and I'll be all right here. Dan, what's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What did you want to say?
Well, just I don't watch the Instagram highlights. I do, however, Facebook stalk people when I'm doing interviews. We're doing a lot of work interviews at the moment, and the first thing I do is check them out on Facebook and have a look at their pictures and see what sort of person they are.
Okay, but what about Instagram highlights? Do you watch those? No.
He said no.
No, no.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
I love being right.
Listen, I took Dan off. He doesn't count. He's British.
Oh, no.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, this mom says she's better than all the other moms out there because she does something that we've actually kind of heard was a bad thing to do. So now we want to know, what do you think? Find out what she's doing. Maybe you need to step your game up. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, yeah, it's the Joe and Alex Show. We're on your radio. Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Follow us. We look so good online, really. I mean, we use a lot of filters. It's at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. We're going to give a little shout out right now to a couple of special people. Bianca and her 3-year-old daughter, Kate. I guess they...
It's a 3-year-old son.
3-year-old son. Well, I screwed that one up.
Kate's a boy's name.
What's the son's name then?
That's what I just said. Tate's a boy's name.
Oh, I thought you said it was Kate.
No, Tate with a T.
I think I'm losing my hearing. What?
Tate with a T, yes.
But they listen to the Joe and Alex Show. They love Murder Monday. They think Liv's gorgeous. They like pork chop, and they didn't say anything about me.
They like the show in general, so I think that includes everybody.
Yeah, and they listen to us in Houston. We're on the air 92.1 Radio Now. So thank you guys for showing some love. Tell your friends, tell your family. Or if you're an indie too, let people know about the Joe and Alex Show. So, I dream of being a parent, but even I heard this is something bad to do, Alex, but apparently this is something that is a good thing to do?
Well, according to Miss Bailey Stockfleet, that's her name. She's gone viral on Facebook because of this post.
Go, Bailey.
So a couple days ago, she put up a picture of her and her son sleeping together. And by son, that sounds bad. She's got a toddler.
I know what you mean. Yeah, you don't mean like they're sleeping. Right, right. Not intimately.
Toddler sleeping together. And she says, I co-sleep. I spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a crib and everything that goes with it, but I co-sleep. I lose sleep, but I co-sleep. Why? My daughter doesn't wake up and not even once through the night because I co-sleep. She never wakes up scared and alone from a nightmare because I co-sleep. Stop shaming co-sleeping just because you don't do it or because society makes you believe that you shouldn't. You're not babying your child or making them needy. You're being a parent. You're being present and showing them that they are not alone. And then she put in quotes, prop them up now so they can stand on their own later. Mm. Okay, here's the disclaimer. None of us on the Joe and Alex Show are parents. And so we need you to call us with your thoughts on this, 833-JOE-ALEX. But based on this Bailey woman's post, which I also put up on Facebook, just search for Radio Now so you can see it yourself. It seems to me like she is saying that parents that co-sleep are better parents than those that don't. And she also, I think it's hilarious that she used the quote, prop them up now so they can stand on their own later. Because what I have heard is that allowing your children to sleep in bed with you actually does the opposite. It makes them dependent, not able to sleep on their own, and that they have to sleep with you, which affects your sleep, your life, your marriage, if you're married, because you've got a kid in bed with you.
I would never allow that to happen. I already have two dogs, so I do want to correct Alex. I am a dog dad. Benny and Paddington are their names, and they already take up the damn bed. I couldn't imagine having a kid in there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but unfortunately, don't a lot of kids sometimes get killed?
Well,
by being
I think
in the
if
bed
you
and, the parents like sleep on them,
right?
Or throw on them and suffocate them.
That's super rare, but there has been like really sad cases of accidental death with a little infant,
okay,
like a newborn being rolled over onto or whatever.
Did your parents co-sleep with you?
No. So I understand as a parent your kid getting sick and needing to sleep with you or waking up once in a while from a nightmare,
getting scared. Yeah.
But her saying like because I co-sleep, my kid doesn't ever wake up scared from nightmares and all this, implying to me that if you are a parent that it requires your kid to sleep on their own and they have a nightmare and wake up scared, then you're a worse parent than her. I just totally was turned off by this post. I thought she was ignorant, and here's why. Even though I am not a parent, which I'm being forthcoming with, I think it's fun to read parenting books. So I have read multiple different types of parenting books of different parenting styles, and almost every single one talks about how co-sleeping is a terrible idea.
833-JOE-ALEX. Lily, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this?
I actually do that as well. I spent thousands of dollars on cribs and everything, but with toddlers, it's actually so beneficial. Just because when you start potty training, they actually don't wet the bed. They wake you up and tell you, Mommy, I have to go. And it's just a convenience for the children to know, Mommy's always going to be there. Daddy's always going
to
be there.
That's the problem. Isn't that the problem? Is that having a child trained to think that Mommy, Daddy are always going to be there? They don't know how to self-soothe and get themselves to fall back asleep on their own. Which isn't that the point of, raising a kid?
No, that's not. A toddler's a toddler. You're not trying to make them to be grown full adults. You're trying to make them understand that we are going to be there to help you when you're needing that time. And they know since Mommy's there, I'm going to be okay. They don't always just wake you up for everything.
See,
you actually never woken up the entire time she's been sleeping with me. Never once.
I've heard this causes chronic sleep problems in the future. Yeah, she's not waking up now because she's with you, but eventually she needs to not be with you.
Lily, do you think this will lead to something, though, where we hear about, like, millennials and kids, like, still living in their parents' basement, like, they have to sleep close to them now? Do you think that's going to happen? Are you worried about that with your toddler?
No, I don't think so. I think it just depends on how you raise them. Not just because they sleep with you, they're going to be living with you forever. It's how you raise them and the mentality that you give them.
Are you married?
I am.
And so your husband doesn't mind your kids sleeping in bed with you guys every night?
No, he actually loves it.
Does it hinder your intimate time?
No, it doesn't.
Interesting.
Wait. The kid's not there when the intimate time's happening, right?
No. So we've done...
I don't need to hear how you guys hook up.
We've done co-sleeping as well, but sometimes we also take the baby and put her in her, you know, toddler bed, and... You know, when we're wanting her to sleep with us, because it's mainly him, you're like, no, bring the baby to the bed. I want her.
Lily, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. We got a bunch more people that I want to get to, including you. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That is 833-563-2539. And on social media, Alex, where is this posted up so people can be part of the conversation?
Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, and you can search for us on Facebook. Just type in Radio Now.
All right, we'll talk to you next. People that listen to the Joe and Alex Show, including you, are good parents. How many of you are co-sleeping with your kids? If you're not, you're a bad parent and you should be ashamed of yourself.
There's this woman that's gone viral on Facebook that co-sleeps with her toddler. I'd say it's probably a one-year-old baby.
Okay.
And she essentially, in my opinion, the way she wrote this status is saying that parents that co-sleep are better parents than those that don't because you are more there for your child than a parent that doesn't. And I could not agree, disagree more. Even though no one on this show is a parent. That is the truth. But I think, and I know this is another subject that people may not totally agree with either, but I believe, and I'm not married yet, but when I do become married, I believe in putting your spouse first and your kids second. And I think that when you are co-sleeping, I would imagine that you are putting your kid above your spouse. You're not getting that alone time with your spouse. You're not teaching their kid how to self-soothe and put themselves to bed. You're not teaching them to have their own individual personality and have their own space and their own room. And I just feel like it's also dangerous and there's a multitude of other problems with it. But I think it's a terrible idea. And I have always said that whenever I'm a parent that I don't want to co-sleep on a regular basis. I understand once in a while if they're sick or have a nightmare, but on a daily, nightly basis, I don't think that's a good idea.
I'm a married man, the only person married on the show, and I don't even like co-sleeping with my wife, let alone, you know, having a child. Troy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're a single father. What do you think about this? Good idea?
No, I mean, I've been a single father now for almost a year, and my son has done great sleeping on his own. You know, his mom, when she was still here, you know, she used to sleep occasionally, co-sleep with him, but, you know, as being a single father, I've made him sleep on his own for quite a while, and he does great. You know, and I'm sorry, but I disagree completely with I've seen the post myself, and I completely disagree with it. That whether you co-sleep or not, it doesn't make you a bad parent. If you don't take care of your child, then you're a bad parent. But
right.
Whether you sleep with your child or not doesn't make you a good parent, doesn't make you a bad parent, doesn't really matter.
You
know, as long as your child is taken care of.
I distinctly remember asking, like, I wanted to sleep in bed with my mom. I forget how old I was. And I remember her telling me no. And I asked why, and she couldn't tell me why. Probably I was too young. But why wouldn't you why can't your kid sleep with you? Why is that bad? I know you said you'd get hurt.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with your child sleeping with you. Like, if he has nightmares or whatever, you know, that's one thing. Or if they're sick, you know, I can see that. And I've let mine, you know, sleep with me when he's been sick or whatever, you know, just so he has that soothing moment. But
you're creating
bad
sleep habits.
Sleep with them every day is, you know, that's where I have the issue. You don't let your child sleep with you every day.
Also, what happens, let me ask you this. Who is co-sleeping who has more than one kid? Because yeah, sure. Like, this woman, it looks like she's the parent of one child that went viral on Facebook. But what happens when she is child number two? Because then, what are you going to do? You're going to eventually pile three kids into your bed every single night?
Exactly.
How is that going to work?
And then, you know, that's how are you going to fit all them kids in there with you? You know, and then they're all going to start getting jealous of each other. You know, because one's going to think the other one's getting more attention than they are.
Well, and a newborn is going to wake up your toddler, too, sleeping in the same room as it, which I'm sure as a parent you don't want to deal with. And none of your kids are getting sleep, including you. And I think that it makes you, it's you're over-coddling your child by not putting them in their own room.
Okay, you and Troy need to get a room and get married. Hey, thank you, Troy, for calling in. We appreciate you, buddy. I understand what you guys are saying, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't think you're going to ruin your child by letting them sleep with you in bed or make, I'm jealous that they're sleeping with mommy and I'm not.
You're putting your kid.
I don't think it's going to be a big problem.
You're putting, if you're married, I'm not talking about the single parents, but if you are married and you're letting your kid co-sleep in bed with you, I think that you're putting your kid above your marriage. And the kids then are more important than the marriage and the relationship itself. And I believe that your marriage has to come first in order for your kids to be taken care of fully and have successful and, you know, thriving lives and childhoods.
If your significant other, Alex, is okay with it, I don't think it's hurting your marriage. If your person's like, we can't do this, it messes up my sleep and all that.
You say you're okay with it, but you don't even see how it's affecting your own marriage. That's the thing. You're not going to see those effects until later. The fact that you guys didn't get that intimate time. You didn't get to, depress at the end of the day together and just talk or whatever, because you're dealing with a kid in between you.
Jennifer, you are on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, you got any kiddos?
Yes, I have four.
Oh,
four
my
children.
God.
Do they all sleep with you?
Yes. They all did at some point in time, at least for the first year of their life. And they are all wonderfully well-adjusted, beautiful, smart children. Nobody is over-coddled. And my husband and I's relationship was perfectly fine. I think it's preference.
Gotcha.
And I don't think that you're a better parent one way or another. For me, it was easier. They wake up, they're right there. I'm not having to get out of bed to, find them or get them or whatever. We're all right there. And honestly, for the first year or more of your life, no one's getting any sleep. So
that's true.
Whether you have, an infant or a toddler or whatever, I think it's just what works best for your family. And I love listening to your guys' show, but it's so humorous listening to two non-parents.
I know.
Jennifer, first of all, I am trying, God knows, my hand to God, I'm trying to get my wife pregnant, okay? I'm trying to knock her up.
Keep trying.
I am. And Jennifer, I think I can get half credit here. I have two dogs, and they sleep in bed.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jennifer.
That I couldn't do.
All right, Jennifer, thank you. Slow down on the kids. You're going to have like a Duggar family soon.
Someone is so mad at me for saying that I don't agree with sleeping with their kids, that they're saying that they're going to switch stations. Bro, if you are that big of a baby yourself that you can't handle this conversation, you're that mad, you want to listen to someone else, be my guest.
Please don't. I like to make money and have a job. Deanna, real quick, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Even if you're going to change stations, what do you want to say?
Good morning. Hey, I completely agree with Jennifer. It's not either way, it's not completely right or completely wrong, either direction. But you'll come to see when you have children that, you go into survival mode. My husband and I had two daughters that were a year apart, and, each night I would be assigned to one daughter. If she woke up in the night, we would alternate because, you just want sleep. And we did occasionally let our girls sleep with us, at different times. And, there was not a hardcore stance. Absolutely, no, you're not. Yes, you are. I think it's human nature, no matter how old you are, to want to be close to someone. And, you let your dog sleep with you. It's animal nature.
Yeah.
To be close to someone. So absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with it if you can do it. You're not creating a codependent child, human being.
you know, it, there's
Deanna,
balance.
Do you think we need to balance. Do we need to call up Alex's mom and have Alex as an adult woman? She's 25 now. I think Alex needs to, on the weekend, go co-sleep with her mom. I think we
Absolutely.
Have to have you try it, Alex, and see how it goes, okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Deanna. We appreciate it. Where can people join in the conversation on social media if they couldn't get through on the phones, Alex?
Search for Radio Now on Facebook or go to Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next, Joe's Journey. What are we doing for 2019? We'll find out next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now and Joe's Journey 2019. You know what? I don't know if we're going to continue like we did towards the end of last year where we have different challenges and bets. We haven't really talked about that. Live the Web Girls on Vacation and Producer Porkchop, I don't know if you're still doing your fitness goal or journey or not, but I know at least for myself, I'm on a new one.
Okay.
I'm trying to do something.
What's that?
And it's very basic. It was random. I just saw like a thing on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to check that out. Here's what's going on. For 2019, I'm just trying to work out, trying to move more. I started doing something. You guys ever heard of like it's a company everywhere. It's Title Boxing or something like that. It's where you go and they have like classes where you punch bags. Men and women can do them.
Uh-huh.
I'm not actually boxing, sparring somebody in a ring.
Wait, you're doing that?
Yeah, I'm doing it actually. I actually met the owner, Matt, cool dude, at a Title Boxing Club, Glendale. And I met him. I'm doing this like little 6-week challenge. So I'm doing this at least for 6 weeks. I don't know if I'll do it after then. I got to see if I can do it. But I did the first class the other day, guys. It's 15-minute warm-up, 30 minutes of like boxing, like you have breaks in between rounds. And then like a cool down where you do your abs. Holy crap. I think out of 60 minutes, I only actually was active 20. I could not breathe. This thing kicked my butt.
Oh, that looks really hard to do.
Wait, all you did was just punch?
Well, you punch. You're like, it's like jab, cross, punch, and then they have like a minute break in between. But like, okay, jumping jacks. Or I'm like, my 3 minutes in, my calves were burning. I'm like, we're just warming up.
Yeah,
but it
that's
was
a, that's a good workout though. I think
cardio.
That's great that you're doing that.
So I'm doing that. Plus, I have a bad hip, or a new hip, so it's good. There's no pain, so I like that. Then they gave me a diet. You guys know Alex. You brought this up. Live the Web Girl. If she wasn't on vacation, she'd be like blah 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 blah. As far as diet. They actually gave me a meal plan. And guys, this actually might work. Do you know what I'm doing?
What?
What?
I'm eating regular food. It's just a balanced diet. That's all I'm doing. Pretty much like off the food pyramid. Uh-huh. And the thing is, it's actually working because I'm not hungry. I feel like I'm eating too much food because I'm so full it's hard to finish it. But I'm eating just 3 meals a day and I have like a protein shake.
I think I saw a picture on your Instagram. Is that you were cooking last night?
Yeah, that's something totally different. I don't want to talk about that. But yes.
Okay.
But yeah, like I had stuffed bell peppers last night.
They
were
cool.
Really good with like some kind of like taco seasoning. It was really, really good. My point is,
good for you.
I'm not doing, and I'm not knocking keto, but Alex, I know you were kind of against it. You're like, wait, why is it so extreme or so limited? And this is kind of something where it's balanced more. I think it's more maintainable for my life.
Good. I think this is a great idea.
I've seen pictures of you from a year ago and I think you look much slimmer now.
Well, I think you just started looking at me in a black shirt. I have a goal too. I'm not doing a bunch of them. I mean, I want to get more flexible and just work on basic things. But my goal is to be below 300 pounds by my friend, my friend's wedding, which is coming up in May, right around when the Kentucky Derby happens. My friend Susie and Davis's wedding is in May. So it's just plenty of time. I've lost weight before and I've lost 100 pounds or more. I've done it in like 3 or 4 months because when I'm in it, I'm in it.
Wow.
So I did gain some weight over the holiday, but the official starting weight where I'm at when I weighed in this week is 396. So that's where we're at right now. It's 396.
Good.
So you had went up like what?
Shut
like...
up, you idiot. No, sorry. Did I say that? Now my question is this. That's Joe's journey for this week. Porkchop, I want to support you too. Do you want to jump on? Do we want to make this a challenge?
He doesn't. We went over this right
know,
before Christmas break.
I
don't think we can do the box of shame anymore.
You don't want to, or do you?
No, I do. I never said I don't want to. I said that I didn't have a house. I didn't have anywhere to work out.
I'm saying going forward now.
Yes, like I have
starting,
an apartment
like
now.
Starting today, you're down for the box of shame.
Yeah. Is it going to be a workout challenge or like an eat healthy challenge?
No, it's just working out. It's the same thing we did before.
Yeah,
same rules, all that stuff.
My apartment complex now has a gym, so I can work out there.
Okay.
All right.
We'll talk to Liv the Web Girl when she gets back from her sabbatical.
Okay.
Her long vacation, and we'll see if she wants to join it. But I'm actually glad to hear that because there's all kinds of stipulations. If we don't work out, don't exercise, we could end up having stuff like my beard shaved off. We could have to go, like Porkchop did, be pretty much naked outside running around. people are still calling and complaining to our bosses about that. So that is Joe's journey for this week. You can follow along on all my social media, Joe Pesh Radio, if you want to check that out. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, one of my favorite things, because we get to share things that we're into, but also we hear from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That number is 833 if you want to call in, 563-2539. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show, something you wear, a product you use. Whatever it is, whatever you're into, let us know. You can also send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show, because we will read those on air. But we'll tell you what we're into next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are going to share things that we are into, things that we like. It could be anything. It could be food. It could be a TV show that we just started checking out, music, whatever it is. And you can do the same thing. We'd love to hear what you're into so we can check it out. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Porkchop, let's start out with you today. What are you into?
So I've kind of got two. I mean, I did pick one, but one deserves an honorable mention.
Okay.
Right now.
A little out of character here, but we'll do it.
I'm really, really into HQ Trivia. That's because I won last night, and I'm waiting for my phone call to get the truck today. So
for what?
I 25,000 people won last night, and one of those people wins a Chevy Silverado, and I'm a winner. So, like, I'm in the running to win
that
truck.
So, wait, you could win a truck?
Yes.
How do you find out if you win?
They're just going to call within 24 hours.
When?
Within 24 hours.
Like during the show?
They could. I don't know.
Oh, don't forget who your buddy is. Your buddy Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Always treating you good. Okay, what else are you into?
So I'm really into Dave.
I thought you were dating Chase.
No, I am. You've never heard of Dave?
No.
Okay, so when you're watching stories on Instagram or Snapchat, you know how they have ads in between stories sometimes?
Yes.
Well, one of the ads was this guy and this girl, and the girl's pumping gas, and the dude's like, "Hey, I thought you didn't get paid till Thursday." And the girl's like, "Yeah, well, I got Dave, and he just sent me $75. Well, I downloaded Dave, and it worked.
What is it, like a loan thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's like an instant loan.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
No,
don't listen to Porkchop.
Yeah. What?
That is really, yeah.
Okay.
You shackled to debt for the rest of your life.
I would still be stuck up in Michigan right now if it wasn't for Dave.
Yeah, but like, what's
the
interest rate?
Why didn't you ask us to borrow money instead of him? Now you're going to owe interest.
No, there's no interest.
There's no way.
That's how it is. I even gave a dollar tip, because if you give a dollar tip, they plant a tree. So I even planted a tree.
What is this thing?
Tell me the business model here for Dave. How do you make money if you're like for example, banks, even a bank.
Yeah.
They charge you interest, some high, some low, because they make money. Nobody just lets you borrow stuff for free.
Yes. No, they don't. They sell ads on their app. So that's one way they make money. And another way is they hope people tip.
You're getting scammed.
They already gave me the money, and they're already taking it out of my paycheck, which I think we get paid tomorrow.
Wait, you're giving them access to your paycheck?
Not to my bank account. That's
That's the freaking scam.
Exactly.
You guys are tripping. How do you think they were going to give me the money? They put it in my bank account, and they look and see my direct deposit.
No.
I'm yelling right now.
You give them your PayPal email or something. You don't give them your freaking account info.
This is okay. Do not be into what Porkchop's into.
Porkchop's like, they also wanted me to take a picture of the front and back of my credit card.
Well, they wanted my social security number.
Oh my god!
He's like, I'm also into Nigeria. Apparently, I have a prince out there.
Is anyone else familiar with this app called Dave? Can you call us 833-JOE-ALEX? And literally, have you used it? Is Porkchop right? Are Joe and I just ignorant, or has he been scammed?
My boyfriend Chase told me not to, but I did it.
Even if it's not a scam, don't do that. Anything with a payday lender, you're paying such a high freaking rate.
No, there was no interest.
But that's because they're going to take all the rest of your money when they go into your account.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, the second time Porkchop's going to be broke. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. Alex, what are you into this week?
Oh my gosh. So,
is this something called Dave?
No, this is called the Nice E-Bag. E is an egg. It's on Amazon, and it is only $14.98. So for only $15, I found the greatest makeup case, makeup bag ever.
Okay.
And it is the shade Rose Gold. It's a medium size. But what I really, really love about this bag is I'm not somebody that wears, you got to beat my face so that I look halfway decent when I wear makeup. I mean, I'm not one of those girls. I don't wear like Bare Minerals because I can't get away with barely any makeup. So if you're like me and your everyday makeup routine requires a lot more to get yourself to look halfway decent, then this is the makeup bag for you, because I also use and carry with me always all my makeup brushes. I've got a couple bronzers, setting powder, concealer, highlighter, foundation. Like I have, and I always carry one of the Urban Decay Naked Pals with me at all times, which are a pretty big size. So I found this makeup bag that has enough space to carry all of this, but it isn't massively huge. It's a medium size. It's about as big as an iPad. So if you're down with that, then you can carry this too. And it has dividers that are movable, so you can place them for the shape of your makeup products to keep everything nice and neat in there. It has a whole section to hold your makeup brushes. It's got layers. It's got things that you can zip and secret compartments and all this. So it is the best makeup bag ever for under $15.
Wow.
The outside of it is really sturdy too. It's not soft and it isn't super hard. So it's kind of like a medium texture for strength, I guess. So if you're like me and you kind of whack your makeup bag around a lot. So I'm going to put this up on our Instagram story as well, at Joe and Alex Show. So you can just swipe up and buy this if you want. But yeah, it'll be here by Friday if you wanted to order it today for under $15 on Amazon. Nice e-bag.
That sounds really cool. Do you think, like my wife, for example, Valentine's Day, do you think she'd like that as a gift?
Well, I don't know if she needs a makeup bag or not, but if she does,
for $15 bucks, though,
most women need them replaced.
Yeah,
about every year or so, and so I would say for sure because they get dirty and everything.
Okay, I will check that out. And something I think is awesome. I don't know if you guys have seen this or have one. iHome Ultra Slim Wireless Charging Pad. Have you seen this?
Oh, I have heard of these. How does that work?
It is super awesome. They're only about $30. I will put a link on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram. I think the one that was I got as a Christmas present. They got at Bed Bath & Beyond. You can find it on probably Amazon. On too, but it charges, Alex, 2 times faster than a standard wired charger.
Oh,
so it does that.
And you just lay your phone on this little
pad.
Yeah,
you sit there and it's red to start out and it's blue to show that you're actually connected and it's charging. And that's all you really have to do. It comes with a 6-foot USB cord. So the USB cord goes into a wall outlet too, but you can just plug it into a USB spot and charge it that way. It's compatible with for iPhone 8 and newer. And there's also, my wife's got like, I think a Galaxy Note or something, whatever. But even hers works, and she has like a Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, so it's not only for iPhones.
Yeah, so I mean, check each one before you order it, but ours works for multiple different types of phone, and it's absolutely awesome. It even works. I have a thick phone case on here. I have an OtterBox, and it works through that too. I just absolutely love it.
Cool.
So I don't have to always have it on a cord. We're actually getting some people here, by the way, for what we're into, and I think they're actually all talking about Pork Chop's thing where he's doing some online scam with a guy named Dave. It sounds like it is. Let's see here. Alicia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Good morning. So I'm on Pork Chop's side. I've used it. It is not a scam. It does help. It comes in really handy. It goes straight through your paycheck. They take it directly out. It's like $4 for it to get it instantly. And like you said, you can leave them a tip, $1 or something, to plant a tree. And it helps. It comes in really handy.
Or you could do it for free and it takes 3 days.
What?
Right. Yes. It does work, and it's really handy. Actually, I've been using it for like a year.
Listen, you're somehow scammed. There's somehow they've done something or taken your identity. I'm telling you, there's no way they'll give you money for free. Nothing in life is free.
No. They charge you $4 for it, which is fine.
If you do it instantly.
All right.
Yes. That's so interesting.
Alicia, thank you for calling in. Adrian, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think it's a big scam. Everything going on, like you're just giving some random stranger your account and banking information. That's just like going to a gas station and getting scammed by the ATM by those scammers.
Yep. I think this right here has some kind of Russian collusion involved with it. Somehow you're being hacked.
No. Everyone puts their bank information online. That's what we all do. And it's normal. Actually, we just lost Chris was on line three. He said that Mark Cuban actually helped invest in it from Shark Tank.
Oh,
so,
well,
must
then maybe,
be legit.
Well, maybe Joe and I are wrong.
Well, if it was on Shark Tank, I mean, I did get my squatty potty from that, so it must be legit.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, there's been an update in the R. Kelly investigation, who's on the Coachella lineup, and why this actor is in hot water for portraying a certain character in a movie.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Fish, Childish Gambino, and Post Malone are all a part of the Bonnaroo lineup for this summer. Fish will headline the Friday night portion of the festival along with Gambino, while Post Malone will headline Saturday night. Other performers for the four-day festival include Cardi B, Gucci Mane, Juice WRLD, Solange, and more. Bonnaroo will take place in Manchester, Tennessee from June 13th through 16th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Bryan Cranston has been getting some backlash for his role as a man with quadriplegia in The Upside, a new movie coming out, but he's not apologizing. If you forget who Bryan Cranston is, he played Walter White in Breaking Bad.
Love that.
So he said his actors were asked to play other people. Yeah, that's what I thought. He said, if I, as a straight older person, and I'm wealthy, I'm very fortunate, does that mean that I can't play a person who's not wealthy? Does that mean I can't play a homosexual? Cranston acknowledged that there should be more opportunities for actors with disabilities. Jake Gyllenhaal, who played a man who lost his legs in the Boston Marathon bombings in the movie Stronger, and Dwayne Johnson, who played a man with a prosthetic leg in Skyscraper, have both been similarly criticized. Again, it's acting. I don't think people can walk through walls and have little birds talking to them in the woods either.
I think if you're going to be an actor, you should be a method actor, and in those cases, they should cut their legs off. I mean, what are you really doing?
And HBO's Game of Thrones prequel, if you're a fan of that show, has added up to eight upcoming actors to star alongside Naomi Watts and Josh Whitehouse. Details about their characters are being kept secret. The drama is going to be set thousands of years before the events of HBO's normal Game of Thrones show.
Cool.
That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, we got a lot going on. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to get into your dummy of the day. This person was a literal party pooper. I'll explain that. But coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, if your boyfriend went on a trip like this, would you be okay with it? We got an email yesterday from Everly who wants to know what we think. We'll do that next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, if you got a four-legged friend, this is for you. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up around 9:45 this morning, we're going to hook you up with a $100 Petco gift card to get your furry friend ready for a new year in style. Also, you get qualified for the grand prize. We'll hook up somebody at the end of the week, a stay for your pup at Pet Suites. Listen to the win here on the Joe and Alex Show. And thanks to our friends from A Dog's Way Home and Theaters this Friday, January 11th.
Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
Okay, so Alex, we have a situation here. We got an email from Everly.
Yes.
What's going on with her?
All right, so we got an email last night from this chick, and she kind of wanted our opinions, and I was like, ooh, girl.
We don't give opinions, but okay.
I got some for you. So she basically said, I will summarize it because it was really long. How would we feel about this if this was our significant other? So I guess she is dating a guy who has a girl best friend he used to hook up with, but they've never dated, and they've known each other since they were in elementary school. So this is somebody that they've known each other their entire lives since their childhood. There was a period of them hooking up, but they've never officially been boyfriend and girlfriend.
So like friends with benefits, okay.
Right. She said now, though, they're just best friends, so they haven't hooked up, obviously, since she's been dating him. And she says that he is currently on a trip with this girl and his cousin, who is a guy, but all three of them are on a trip. So him, his cousin, who's a guy, and this girl that he is friends with, who he used to hook up with. She says he did invite her to go, but she could not get out of work, so she couldn't go. So she said, I just don't know how to feel about it. She said the vacation is, by the way, a beach vacation. So now he's also around this chick in a bathing suit, I will say that. And it's like drinking and very like fun and casual, relaxing, you know. And so I think it is a good sign that he invited his girlfriend. But I was like, oh, girl, you better raise hell.
Why should she raise hell, Alex?
Because that is so freaking sketchy. That is so beyond sketchy. I would never co-sign this in a million freaking years.
Okay. I don't think it's that big of a deal because, first of all, they're not going to be alone together. And second of all, they were friends with benefits back in the day. It's not like they loved each other because, I mean, love usually is a lot stronger than just a physical let's hook up. If there was something in the past, maybe they rekindle it. But if it's just physical, yeah, then there might be something there. And here's the thing, too. It doesn't matter. He's seen her naked, so it doesn't matter if they were going to skiing in the mountains or going to be in Mexico on the beach. It doesn't matter how much skin's being shown.
Would you be okay if your significant other did this? They went on a trip without you with more than one person, but one of those people is somebody that they used to hook up with who they're now friends with. If you were not there, would you be okay with it? 833-JOE-ALEX. Joe doesn't seem to care. Surprise, surprise. I do. Surprise, surprise.
So if the Egyptian wanted to do this, what would you say?
I would say, when you get home, you won't have a girlfriend anymore. So you can choose. You can go on this trip or you can not go and still be dating me.
All right. We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joining the conversation anytime, our number 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
We've got this girl, Everly, who listens to the show. She sent us an email yesterday just to be like, what are your thoughts? Because she's going through a little bit of a situation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everly's boyfriend has a girlfriend, as in like a girl best friend that he has known since he was in elementary school. And they used to hook up, but now for the last several years and while he's been dating Everly, they're just friends. Well, she invited him to go on a little trip and his cousin went, who's a guy, I guess. And Everly was invited but couldn't go because she couldn't get off work. But her boyfriend went anyway. So currently, he is at some, she didn't tell me where, but it's a beach vacation with this girl he used to hook up with and his guy cousin, and Everly is home by herself. And I told her I would raise hell.
You would, though. You're like, if you're not with me, you're with nobody.
But it's so disrespectful to even put Everly in that situation because it's obviously going to make her feel uncomfortable that you are away on a vacation with a girl that you used to hook up with, especially without her there. It's so inappropriate.
She needs to work on her insecurities because that's not healthy for the relationship.
But it's like not, but it's not even him. It's like, it's the girls who are the scammers, and other girls know this. They know the other girls are the ones that are sneaky scammers that try to steal your boyfriend.
You, okay. Calm down. That's not the case here, I'm telling you. Juliana, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Okay, I have a fiance. We've been together for about 3 years. If his best friend, even if they're just, you know, a little hang out a little bit, but if they ever hooked up and she invited him on a vacation or whatever and he went without me, hell no.
What if you were invited? What if you were invited but you couldn't make it?
He would have enough respect to not go.
But it's not just those two, there's another person.
It doesn't matter. You're not there to see when they're alone.
Yeah. That person is not going to be the third party isn't going to be watching them the entire time.
And it's not the fact that I wouldn't trust him. It's the fact that women are shady.
That's what I'm saying.
It sounds like you women, you and Alex are insecure and shady.
No, you're just ignorant.
Listen to you.
We have an open relationship with women in my relationship, but you know, he still would never do that because he has enough respect for me to not do that.
Well, Alex and the Egyptian have an open relationship too, but I mean, they don't do that.
No, we don't.
I'm just kidding. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Brooke, hey, good morning. Thanks for being part of the show.
Hi. I agree with Alex and the last caller. I don't think it's necessarily an insecurity thing. I think it's a respect factor that, you know, it's very disrespectful to her knowing that she is going to be uncomfortable.
Wait, right. Did she say, Alex, sorry, no, I'm not trying, I'll let you finish, Brooke. Did she say, hey, I don't want you to go?
No, but you know, some girls, they are not always like us, where we're willing to just say it like it is and have a strong backbone. Some girls, you know, they don't want to fight and they don't want to argue and yeah, they're uncomfortable, but they don't say anything. And I mean, so then part of it does make it your fault if you're not willing to stick up for yourself and say how you really feel in your own relationship. Well, then you're going to have to deal with things you're uncomfortable with because your boyfriend can't read your mind either.
Yeah, we're not Miss Cleo over here.
But also, anyone that isn't an absolute moron would know. Obviously, my girlfriend is not going to be like super stoked about me going on vacation with a girl I used to bone.
Right. I think if, you know, I mean, I think, again, it's just a respect factor. I think all women would be insecure. I think men would even be secure.
For sure.
I mean, if the roles were flipped around, again, I think even if you had the most trusting relationship in the world, there's going to be some level of being uncomfortable because of the situation and the history.
Oh my gosh, the Egyptian would lose his ever loving mind if I went on vacation with a guy that I used to hook up with or something like that. Even though, I mean, I'm waiting until I'm married, so I don't have that. But if it was a guy I used to date, even he would flip out.
See, that just sounds like such a bad insecurity to me.
But it's not.
Married. I've been with my wife for 6 years. Even if she used to hook up with a guy and do the horizontal mambo, I don't care about that.
How do you not?
I trust her because I trust my wife. And you gotta trust
it's
your
partner.
It's
not a trusting. It's like, why would you even want to? It's just weird.
It's not them one-on-one.
I
think
agree.
You guys are okay. Well, hey, I guess what the cool thing is we're allowed to have different opinions. Thank you, Brooke.
833-JOE-ALEX. The phone number is 833-JOE-ALEX.
Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think, Brittany?
I have a best friend that is a man. I've had him as my best friend for over 10 years. And I agree with Alex still that I would flip out because the whole point is that they've hooked up. That's the issue. Me and my best friend have went on vacations together, and we both have significant others, and it's not a problem, but that's because we've never taken it to that level.
Yes, I agree. It's different when you have a totally, truly platonic relationship with someone versus somebody that, even if it was in the past, you have hooked up with.
Whatever. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Kylie, we'll wrap things up with you this morning. What do you think?
Hey, I actually have a different opinion than the rest of the girls on the show, and it is that I wouldn't trust the girl, and like that is definitely a problem, but the thing is it comes down to you not trusting the boy to push off the advances, so like not trusting him to say, hey, this is a line that I'm drawing, and if she does something inappropriate, then you're not trusting him to like leave.
Ooh, Kylie with a good point this morning.
If my man ever tried to do this, we would have a Lorena Bobbitt situation.
No, not that, no!
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Sorry, I just grabbed myself there that I'm hurting thinking of that. Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, well, dumb people do dumb things. Thankfully, that creates the dummy of the day. We'll do that after Halsey without me. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Seriously, please don't ever bring that up again because I have phantom pain now. Time to sing along to the Dummy of the Day song.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
There's this woman, see. Her name's Heather, and in Florida, she works as a substitute teacher at an elementary school. And she had a problem with the principal at that school, who was named Allison. What kind of problem, you ask? Well, last month, Heather knew Allison was throwing a birthday party for her daughter at a park that was nearby. And Heather knew because, well, her daughter was in the same class and was invited. So, to mess up the party, Heather went to the park earlier the day and became a human party pooper.
What does that mean?
She rubbed doo-doo, her own, all over the picnic tables and the grill and everything else, made it really unsanitary and gross.
That is not what we do.
No, exactly. She wound up causing $2,500 in damage to the park, so she was arrested because guess what? They had a camera there, too. And she's charged with damaging property and criminal mischief. How, like, mad do you have to be to do that to somebody? Because I could never do that.
That is so awful. And at a child's birthday party. You should be ashamed of yourself. And she's a mother.
How dare you? But, I mean, I've always heard of somebody being a party pooper, but that takes the cake. That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I saw this, and I was like, well, I know a few of us have been guilty of this. Anybody here on the Joe and Alex Show? Me? Joe, that's me, Joe. Alex, Live the Web Girls on Vacation and producer Porkchop. Anybody here ever been pulled over for speeding?
Yeah.
Lots of times, unfortunately.
Alex, didn't you get pulled over for speeding not that long ago as you were pulling into the parking lot?
Yep, I got pulled over here in the parking lot of the studio.
How much was the ticket they gave you?
I've never had a ticket. I always get out of it. I'm very nice. I usually cry. They feel bad for me.
Never get out of tickets. I got pulled over doing 20 over, 25 over, 10 over, everything I've been over.
Oh, I've been pulled over going probably 35, 40 over.
Oh, my God.
Didn't get a ticket.
I've had over 50 tickets.
Oh, my word.
How do you, hold on.
No wonder you can't afford anything. Your freaking insurance is $1,000 a month.
Take that back. How do you even have insurance?
My insurance is good. I'm good.
How much does it cost? Somebody? Yeah.
How much does what cost? My insurance? I'll tell you. So in where I lived in Michigan, it was $300 a month. But right now, it's $150 a month.
Okay.
Because insurance rates here are better than Michigan.
Okay. My car insurance is, I think, $125 a month.
Okay. Now, while we're giving out stuff, what's your guys' social security number again?
Well, no. But like, don't you think that's interesting how much people pay for insurance when they've had 100 bajillion tickets?
I think it bothers me that Porkchop has that many. Well, you're not as bad. I guess, actually, this guy's not as bad as you. A dude in Canada says that Motley Crue's hit song, Kickstart My Heart. Let's take this one back to the 80s. This song was the reason why he got a speeding ticket. After he was pulled over, he told the cop, Kickstart My Heart was on the radio, man, and it just makes me drive faster. I feel like I'm playing, it's not Grand Theft Auto. What's that racing game? It came out years ago, but this is like the
Need
theme.
Need for Speed?
No, it's like where you customize cars, you race around tracks. You don't commit crimes or anything like that.
Mario Kart?
NASCAR?
No, neither one of those.
Grand Theft Auto?
Somebody tweet us, no, at Joan Alex Show.
Twisted Metal.
It's not Gran Torino or Gran Turismo. I don't know, but this song was on there.
I mean, I get it. It's got like a fast beat, fast tempo. That's what's going to make you want to drive faster.
So anybody here have a song that, you know, sometimes you got to be careful because when it comes on, you drive a little too fast?
This has actually happened to me.
Well, this song was it for you?
No, not this song. I had a song of my own. So I was listening to Akon's I'm So Paid.
This reminds me of high school. I think I had this song on a burn CD.
I don't even remember this song.
You don't?
I actually got pulled over doing 90 in a 65 while listening to this song, but I got the ticket lowered to 74 in
because
a 65.
Because you admitted this is why you were speeding?
No. I said I was going downhill and I had a lot of luggage in my car and it made me go faster.
What? And, what is this? The Flintstones?
Yeah, this is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I'm lying?
I would have tased you for being so stupid.
No. I did it through the courts. Like, the guy wrote me for the main ticket for 90 and a 65, and then I submitted to the court and they lowered it to 74.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead serious. And I actually got to tell Akon himself that I got a ticket listening to this song.
No way. What did he say?
He's like, all right, I'll give you the $150. No, I'm kidding. He didn't. I was like, you should pay me for this ticket.
Was the police officer understanding because you were listening to convict music?
Akon actually did a remix of the song after he talked to Porkchop. He's like, doing 74 and a 65.
Right.
Oh, that's so much more lame.
Okay, this song, like, I like all kinds of music, but this actually happened when we were on break. This song came on, and I hate driving. Usually my wife drives everywhere when we go on vacation, but when I was visiting my mom in Ohio, this song came on, this alternative rock station, and oh, man, I lost it. Oops, sorry, wrong right there. This one. Shut up. You told them all. Harvey Danger's the group. It's called Flagpole Sitta.
I've heard this.
It's old school, but I love it.
This song reminds me, I feel like this song would be in one of those...
The 90s?
Early 2000s high school movies.
Yeah,
you know what I
agree.
I mean?
Yep. Like that's what it reminds me of. Classic one see.
And Win a Date with Tad Hamilton or something.
One of my favorite movies of all time. I have to admit it. It's one of the best. It's like paranoid.
It's good, but I think I drive normal speed to this personally.
I was like, she's like, slow down. You're only 90. I'm like, because I never go above like 75. Well, so I was going really fast.
Mine is, you played a little bit of it, but mine is Migos Fight Night. This beat. Bro, you can stand to the right.
Yeah.
Little mama, she keep looking at me, mama. I'ma knock the bombers out like Fight Night. I bounce up and down in my driver's seat when I listen to this as I'm driving.
Can we like put this on Instagram? Who has the best like song?
Which one would make you speed the most?
Yeah, I feel like mine is.
Really?
Yeah, doing 90 in a 65.
Okay, the lyric. Because you're talking about the lyrics of it.
Yeah, so that made me go 90 in a 65.
Well, that's just dumb.
But I mean, not every song has lyrics about speeding.
I know, but still, the beat of the song, you're just chilling. Windows down.
It's the beat. The lyrics don't matter to a song. It's like, this is like, boom, 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 boom.
If that's what we're going to, if that's the criteria that we're going to base this stupid thing off of, then I guess I should have picked Life is a Highway. Freaking lames.
Okay. Thank you.
Mine's best.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up in the garbage, there's been an update in the R. Kelly investigation. Kevin Hart revealed whether or not he'd reconsider hosting the Oscars, and this former teen actress is still struggling with substance abuse.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Let's hook somebody up with a $100 Petco gift card. Erica, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hey, guess what? You just won that $100 gift card.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. I've been listening to you guys always trying to win.
Yay!
Wow, that's awesome.
It's kind of weird that your pet toad likes to eat dog food.
Yeah, I have a little Aspen pincher named Prince and a big Newfoundland/Black Lab named Bella.
I was just kidding about the toad.
Well, hey, congratulations. Thanks to our friends at Sony Pictures. They got their upcoming film, A Dog's Way Home, in theaters on Friday, January 11th. And that's how you're getting that $100 Petco gift card. You're also qualified for the grand prize, a stay for your dog at Pet Suites. So if you do that, if you are a grand prize winner, we'll contact you. Congratulations, Erica.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anything going on today for you, Alex, or producer Porkchop?
It's time for me to get my lash extensions redone at Lash Lounge in Carmel. Can't recommend them enough if you're getting your eyelashes done there.
They did an awesome job on my back, too. They really brought in my back hair.
They do not do that.
They made it even thicker than I thought it was.
They take Joe's back hair off and put it on my eyelashes. No, I'm just kidding. Hey. It's 100% mink. That's what they use on my lashes.
I'm waiting to get my phone call from HQ saying that I won my truck.
Okay. I can't believe Joe. Porkchop is one of 25,000 people today that could be getting a call saying they want a car, well, truck rather, from HQ.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys have fun with that. I'm heading out today. I'm gonna do a little boxing class at Title Boxing Club, Glendale.
How many times a week do you have to go there?
It's unlimited right now. I'm in this little 6-week boot camp, but I think I'll do about 3 times a week.
That's good.
Yeah, because it kicks my butt. So, all right, we got to get out of here. So, Alex, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.